Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Today, Scott and Ricky join me for your listener questions. We get some great questions today. First of all, we had a guest ask us if we thought that Frozen might come to the Beyond Big Thunder project at the Magic Kingdom. So we give our ideas on that. We also have a listener ask us about a good breakfast option. They're staying at Beach Club this summer in July, using the Disney Dining Plan, and they're down to three: Crystal Palace, Cape May Cafe, or Garden Grill. So we give the pluses and minuses for those three locations. We also get a question about rocket launches at Walt Disney World. Where's a great place to go stake out some ground to see those rocket launches, which are awesome? You need to do that if you ever get the opportunity. So we talk about that and much more on today's show. Don't forget, today's podcast brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney adventure for no additional cost to you. Just swing by the website today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link. It's one extra click. Supports the show. Easiest way to support us. Just every time you shop online, click through that link at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Thank you for doing that. Also, our Patreon supporters are the VIPs of our show. You make all this possible. You can become one as well. Just $5 a month supports everything we do. And we thank you. We're giving you a bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. We'd love to have you support us this week. Come on over, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2479 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you are having a great week. Let's get ready to answer your listener questions and have some fun talking about Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and Disney Cruise Line, where I cannot wait to be in less than 70 days. Not that I'm obsessed, but I am with the Disney fantasy right now. Shout out to my friends Jared and Stacy, who are checking her out right now for me. Can't wait to get the report back. How's O'Gills? How's the Tube? How's Cove Cafe? Can't wait to be there. It's going to be soon. But we got to get through some listener questions. That's why you're here. So let's get it going today. Joining me from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com and TheMouseForLess.com, where you can find out all the latest information on all the Disney destinations, we have Ricky. Ricky, what's going on? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Yeah, it's already been a crazy week with news. So, you know, if you want the latest and greatest, I've got it for you. So, especially if you're into that other park, that park that starts with a U, you know, Universal, they may have some things this summer. I'm just throwing that out there.
Not worried about it. I'll be out at sea. They can do what they want.
So, we'll see. There's some fun stuff happening. So it'll be a good summer, I think, for both Walt Disney World and Universal. So let's just put it that.
As long as I don't get rid of E.T., I'm good.
I think E.T. is going to have to stick around. So I think you're safe. Yeah.
I mean, that's if I ever go back, that's why, because I want to ride E.T. again.
Seems like a legitimate thing. I mean, that attraction is definitely Steven Spielberg's drug-fueled nightmare, but
it's awesome. It's my childhood. It's the best. I mean,
it may not be a nightmare. It depends on your take of things, but it definitely has some interesting looking characters. Let's just put it at that. And for some people, they may be characters of nightmares. For some people, they may be lovable little aliens. I don't know. You choose.
I mean, phone home. You know,
the phone home. What you gotta do.
I mean, that's what we have ask everybody to do every Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Speaking of that, the other guy you can phone home to, my good buddy and yours, hashtag Scotty G, sitting in for Pam Forrester, who's still out at Pixar Fest on the West Coast. What's up, Scott?
Happy Wednesday and happy May. Like, I feel like I say this more as I get older, but like, where has the year gone? Like, how is it already May? May 1st. But with that, I'm excited to say that next month, I'm going to Europe for 18 days, baby.
Woo-hoo! That's awesome. So exciting.
So I saw in Trisha, shout out Trisha up in Wisconsin, who kind of is the heart and soul of our clubhouse, the Be Our Guest podcast Discord, said, hey, Mike, why don't you start a channel for countdowns and meetups? And I said, you know what? Why don't we have a channel for that? And 2 seconds later, we had one because it's super easy to add a channel. So if you have ideas, just drop them in.
And 5 seconds after that, there are like 30 people with countdowns.
Dude, exactly. Then the channel blew up because I didn't think of it and she did. And it was awesome. But here's the thing. And I saw you post in it and your countdown was like so close. I didn't realize you were leaving that soon. Like, so yeah, you have a long trip of 50 some days.
Yeah. I mean, this episode's dropping on Wednesday. So 7 weeks from today, we're traveling to Europe. I'm so excited. We're going to go on 2 back-to-back 7-night cruises. Norway, France, Spain, UK, and we're ending it with Disneyland Paris. Like, it's just going to be an epic
trip.
That's
awesome. I can't wait.
And Mike, like, I'm so excited for your trip. It's so funny. Like, we both got on these. It's weird. Like, we're taking different trips because we normally travel together in the summer. And, like, I'm so excited for yours, so excited for mine. And when mine ends, like, I'm going to be heartbroken. But, hey, that's when yours starts. So then I can, like, follow along on that. So, you know. When one great trip ends, another one starts.
Well, and that's how I'm excited for yours because, I mean, you're going to places that I hope to get to someday. And, I mean, yours is such an international epic adventure, you know, and I've sailed Royal before a couple times and you're doing that. And so
yeah, I'm excited to get a taste of it because I've done Disney so many times. Like, and this doesn't mean like I'm never not going to do Disney Cruise Line again. We all know that I adore Disney Cruise Line. It's my favorite vacation, really. But I'm just excited to try something different. Like, I'm sure I'll fall down the rabbit hole, right, of like trying to compare things. And I hope I don't do that, but naturally that's going to happen. But I'm excited to see the difference. And you absolutely know I'll be excited to go back on Disney Cruise Line very soon too.
So. Yeah, but I mean, that's going to be good because, you know, that like week or two right before my vacation, like I'll just be, can we leave now? You know, at least I can watch you, right? And with the Discord, like, I mean, you're getting lots of great advice because one of the great things about our Discord lately is we've had a lot of international friends join us. Of course, you know, we have Simon over there. We have Mr. Mohawk there from Scotland. He's given lots of tips. Ian is in there all the time with great tips. So, you are set up for Disneyland Paris. I mean, you're not there long enough for all the tips you're getting. I will say that. I've noticed that.
I know. I was thinking about that. Like, everyone's giving all these dining recommendations. I'm like, yeah, I'm probably going to have dinner there one time. So I better choose wisely.
Exactly. But shout out to everybody over there because you guys are being awesome with the tips. All right. First question today comes from Cindy over in the inbox. It's, hello, BOGB crew. I had a thought regarding the new expansion area of the Magic Kingdom and want to get your thoughts on this idea. As you know, speaking of, Disneyland Paris is expanding and renaming part of that park to Disney Adventure World, and it was announced that Frozen themed land will be a part of this area. This means that only the U.S. parks do not have a Frozen land. I'm wondering if the new expansion area could be Frozen themed. Thoughts? And if you don't want to talk about this topic, I completely understand as it has had lots of coverage already. Thanks as always, Cindy. She's in, and if I mispronounce this, I apologize, Mississauga, Ontario. Maybe you know that, Scott. It's up.
That's awesome. I don't know that, but I think you passed the test. Like, that sounded really natural and really good.
We'll go with it. So, Cindy, let us know if I butchered it. But here's the thing, and I would doubt that it's Frozen themed because I think they would have said something. And to me, aesthetically, I think it's got to be like a brownish, you know, like a southwestern kind of, I don't know, like it's got to kind of be a continuation of like that frontier.
Right. I wrote down it's got to be aesthetic. Wild West. That's what I wrote on my piece of paper.
I don't know how do I put it into words, but it's got to be that like rock. It's
got to
be like rocks and like brown, you know, and like Arizona-y looking, you know, and Frozen's the polar opposite. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I mean, you also have to think, you know, the Frozen land technically started in Norway at Epcot. That's where really all of this got its start. So we technically already have that land, even though it's not called Frozen or anything related to that. It's based off, obviously, Norway and the actual country of Norway. But that was really the start of all of this. So I don't think it will be anything Frozen related. I do think right now, as Mike said, it will be something with rocks. No, I think it'll probably be a little more themed to the Southwest, maybe Encanto, or not Encanto, maybe Coco, which was actually just on Freeform a couple of weeks ago, and I watched it again for the first time since probably, I think, since I saw it in theaters. Forgot A, how great of a movie that is, and B, it definitely would be a pretty decent fit, I think, for what they're planning. Yes, it's not, you know, America, but it's the North Americas, so, you know, that part is good. And I think that that would be a really good fit. And then, of course, there's the, obviously, the rumored villain kind of themed land, which will be on the other side of that. And if you really think about that, that would be pair well with Haunted Mansion in a weird way, because of the fact that, you know, Haunted Mansion, supernatural, kind of spooky, that kind of thing. And then that could veer into a villain type land. I think that would work out really well. So, you know, I think that that's kind of, they've already kind of said where are they going with it. They just haven't really talked about what's going into the lands. So I think those are kind of the ideas of what's actually going to happen. But hey, you know, never know, Disney could change their mind, and they may do something where they take, you know, they've done something with Peter Pan, they've done something with Tangled. We've got the Tangled toilets right there, so, I mean, they could easily incorporate that too, maybe. I mean, I wouldn't say they would expand Fantasyland, because they've already done that the opposite direction, but you never know, they could do that too, because they've already got that on the books as well. So, I don't think it's going to be Frozen, though, so I think we've already kind of got that with the Norway Pavilion.
It's super interesting, though, because, you know, all these rumors are out there what it could be, and, I don't think it's going to be like, I mean, this is just me speaking, just brainstorming blue sky kind of stuff, because I don't know, but I don't think it's going to be like an Encanto land. I think it could be like a land that has a theme that is geographically similar, because I've never seen the movie, but, you know, that has a theme that is soft kind of in that environment with an experience or two that lends itself to that. But because, I mean, OK, but here's the thing. If you go all in and you nail it, Cars Land at DCA is amazing. I mean, because you go right into the movie, right? So for fans of that, and I'm not the biggest Cars movie. I mean, like, I've seen Cars a few times, like, and I love the video game. I had it on my PlayStation 2 back in the day, and I loved, like, playing that little game. You just drive around Radiator Springs and, like, try to find, like, little oil cans or whatever, and you race, you know, and stuff around. This was, like, I remember I played this game, like, while we were waiting for Pam to, like, get a call to go get induced to have Mallory. That's how old it is. She's 16. So I'm just killing time on PlayStation 2. But the thing is, when I went into that land for the first time a couple years ago, like, I mean, honest to God, I felt like that's the most I've ever felt like I was in a movie in a three-dimensional sense. And it just, they just nailed it. So could they do that again? Yes. But I mean, is Encanto on the level of Cars? I don't know.
Well, Encanto is actually going to Animal Kingdom. So that's pretty
or whatever.
Much,
take any yeah. IP though. Take any but IP or whatever you want to do.
I've heard the rumor of Cars as well.
I would, I don't know if I'd like it though, because I'm not a fan of duplicating on the coast.
And I've also heard there may be some issues with that because of the fact that Florida has a lot of weather issues. Obviously, there are a lot of storms that happen.
Well, we already have Test Track. I mean, you don't need a Radiator Springs and Test Track.
I mean, there's that too, but I'm just saying that would hinder the ability to use that attraction all the time. Whereas if they did something Coco related or something different and unique and new, that they could keep enclosed, I feel like that would be a better idea overall for Florida. So we'll see.
I don't know. Real quick, give us a hit on this, Scott. What do you think? Like, what do you do with this? I mean, because this has to be a home run back there.
Well, you guys have said everything basically.
Yeah, so. Literally everything on the map. Yeah.
But my note, I wish I would have timestamped this. I wrote Wild West, and then I wrote like Mike's talking about the rocks. The best transition for your rocks is a Radiator Springs, like Cars Land area, because that just transitions very well to that theme, I would say. But not to repeat anything, but I was going to say there's no way they would bring Radiator Springs here. And I don't want to see Radiator Springs here because I don't like the same attractions on both coasts. Mm-hmm. But they could still do something kind of Cars related, I think, or something with, because like, yeah, I think a Route 66, I think a Big Thunder Mountain, I feel like that could transition pretty well, I think.
100%.
But I'm not paid the big bucks to make those decisions. you know what I would really love to see is just something unique, something that's not IP, something very original to the Magic Kingdom. I'm afraid we'll never see that again, but I'm crossing my fingers that there's hope that we'll see something new and original, because that would be fantastic.
I'm with you, Scott. I feel like we're never going to see anything original again, and they're just going to keep relying on IP now from here to eternity at this point. So, which makes me very sad, because when they're allowed to do something that's super creative, they just knock it out of the park.
But see, here's the deal. Thinking about this, okay, what we've all said here, they could bring Radiator Springs to the Magic Kingdom, but they don't necessarily have to bring Radiator Springs racers. They could bring a new e-ticket attraction that they thought of that like blows us away, that doesn't have to be a clone of Test Track. It could be some new kind of, you know, related attraction that kind of has its inspiration from something in the movies. You know, there's Tractor Tipping. I guess that would kind of be like related to Tow Mater, you know, that attraction. But like, bring that environment, because that environment rocks, you know, modify it some. I mean, because again, like Scott said, the continuation of like that Rocky into Route 66, we're onto something here. You know, it could be similar but different. Same kind, because it's so cool and the transition would be great. But different, you know, three totally different attractions, but you could still have your IP and you could still have cars.
And to Len's point here, it doesn't need to, I mean, you could have an e-ticket or a d-ticket, but like you can put, not that I want more spinners or something, but you could put like something kind of cool there, like a dark ride, classic dark ride, which is kind of, I mean, if those have been on Radiator Springs, it's got a combination of dark ride and thrill in there. But maybe you could just do the dark ride portion for a ride or something, and then have.
I would be perfectly fine with that. I think that would be great to do.
But I think with the rock work, because that's what I kept thinking when I heard like Frozen. I'm like, I don't know how you transition like New Orleans to like
the Big Thunder. It's like so like white and blue. Yeah, it's like it's so contrasting. And two, like with, I mean, Len, you know, says, you know, you got to think of the older people, which trust me, I'm one of them too. But the good thing about like Radiator Springs Racer is an e-ticket is it's an e-ticket that's pretty easy to go on, even as a person who's not like it's not really necessarily like a thrill ride. You know, like almost everybody can ride Radiator Springs Racers. Yes, it goes fast, but it's not going to flip you upside down. It doesn't make you dizzy. I mean, I think everybody can take on Radiator Springs. It's just fun. It's like riding in a car.
What if they just took that space and brought like the old... What was like the old stunt show at Hollywood Studios? But it was like themed to cars.
I didn't like that.
I loved that show.
Did you?
In-laws, that was their absolute favorite thing they did at Walt Disney World was that show. That's all they talk about. That and the two-bedroom at Old Key West.
That was from Disneyland Paris everything brought over with Soarin' and all that in 2005.
Lights, Motor, Action.
Yeah. I did like the jet ski guy.
That's just so much space, though.
It was huge, ridiculous amount of space.
Yeah. I probably saw that show 10 times. Like we never missed it. It was fun, studios. Though, we did watch it a lot. It was so hot watching that thing, though, in that stadium. That stadium was so hot. Okay, we got to do the next question. And shout out to Mr. Jay Griffith, who's watching us on the Brightline from Miami to Orlando. So on the train. Gotta like that.
I know Mr. Hotchberg takes that a lot. What if those two like met up? That'd be kind of fun. Ooh.
They're buddies. They're good friends, so they would know. Let's see. Len asks, is the free water park entrance on arrival day at Walt Disney World for all of 2025, or is limited offer looking on planning a trip for April of 2025? I believe it's for the whole year. You just get to get those land with your trick is wear your swimming trunks on the plane.
It's true.
It scares me though that like
2025 that scares me too.
As a dad whose kid is graduating 2025, that year's been in my head for 17 years just about, and that's oh my gosh, like just to hear that's coming up scares me. But
Vera Mike, when will Tiana soft open? Well, we're hearing media stuff early June, so I would say soft open into June, probably around the 4th of July.
Yeah, I would say so. I think we're probably going to have it late June as, you know, maybe the annual pass holder previews, stuff like that. And then, July for the actual official opening. Maybe.
I think I said the 4th of July, like months ago. Dude, I'm the swami of attraction openings, if I do say so myself.
Yeah. Beep. I mean, I think it'll definitely be open by the middle of summer for sure. By the middle of July.
Somebody called me and told me like a long time ago, like, because we have an inside track. Do you think?
No.
Lucky guess.
Lucky guess.
Maybe, like, probably lucky guess. I put two and two together. It's an all-American attraction. 4th of July. Come on.
I have an idea that it'll be mid. It could be mid June still.
No, but we need. I'll be down there making them. I'll delay it until June 4th of July.
That's when it should
open. Scott, Scott, you and I. No, I was thinking the exact 4th same of July. Thing. I swear, I was not. I'm not lying. I was thinking Juneteenth.
No, it needs to be 4th of July. You got to have fire, dude. Can you imagine the grand reopening with like fireworks over that mountain? That'd be beautiful.
I absolutely agree with you. I really do think it would be Juneteenth.
I just hope the Disneyland band is like dressed up like in these cool costumes and just playing like some New Orleans jazz. Like
they need to be playing New Orleans jazz. 100% the jazz. Yeah. Either way, we're going to be within 2 weeks. Okay.
It's going to be a fun celebration.
It will be. Let's see. You've got a listener question. It is from Rin, and it says, "Hey, Mike, Pam, Ricky, and Scott. Love the show. Thanks for everything you do. There's a launch at Kennedy Space Center scheduled for 25th of June that coincides with my upcoming trip. Where would you go on Disney property to try and catch a glimpse? Also, I have a couple of would you rathers." Okay, well, let me answer the launch question first, because I have seen a few launches from Walt Disney World. My prime spot to watch a launch, if you can, you can watch it really anywhere, because they're high up in the sky. They go into space. My favorite place to watch it, though, if you want to like go and make a deal of it, the Polynesian Beach, and look over towards the Contemporary, because you got to look east. That's where I used to watch space shuttles. I'm old. But back when the space shuttle would launch, and if Jay's watching, he would know because he's Mr. Pilot and he knows all this. And we used to go to NASA tweet ups. That's how old we are. When the space shuttles would launch. We watched Atlantis.
You guys did.
We went to watch Space Shuttle Atlantis on press row together. STS-132, baby. And we went to Houston to Mission Control. We sat in Mission Control with his mom, with Joanne. In Mission Control together at a NASA tweet up. I drove all the way to Houston back in like a day. It was nuts. I didn't realize there's not interstates to Houston. That was ridiculous. Anyway, it was before I was scared to fly, when I was still scared to fly. Back to the question for Ren. Polynesian Beach, look over towards Contemporary. You'll see it up there. But like, if you're in the, you don't have to like make a day of it. Like if you're in the Magic Kingdom, like I've been just walk around the Magic Kingdom before. Like I've been like over by Space Mountain and I just, dude, there's a rocket. Like you just look up like over Space Mountain, like towards that way, like towards the Contemporary, and you'll see it in the sky. Scott, have you ever seen a rocket launch while you're there?
Only while driving to the airport. It's the only time I've seen one. I like what Melissa was saying. Melissa was thinking the same thing I was, like, cause, and you just said it too, like being in Tomorrowland is kind of cool. Cause you got Space Mountain there. Like, I don't know, like, if being near, like, Mission Space, if you can see it, but, like, I think that would just be kind of cool because you're near, like Mission Space attraction. It'd be kind of a cool spot to watch it. But to your point, Mike, I think you can just kind of be, like, at a lot of different places and be able to see it. Just got to have a clear look at the sky.
Yeah, I mean, technically, you could be anywhere in Florida because it's going to be up high. Yeah. And you can just, as long as you look east, it's going to be there. I mean, eventually. Ricky, have you seen rocket launches?
Actually, I've never seen a rocket launch.
How have you guys? I mean, they're in the sky. I bet you've missed
them. I've never
them
been down there.
Especially lately. Yeah.
That I know of, I've never been down there for one. So
lately, though, I bet you've seen, because SpaceX is launching these suckers all the time now. Right. Like, they're all the time.
Like, yeah, we were just driving toward the airport, and we're like, we just kind of looked up, like, oh my god, I think we're following a launch right now. Yeah, like on the same path. Well, we weren't literally on the same path, I'll tell you that much. But. Yeah.
And they're not as like spectacular anymore. Like the space shuttle, you knew, like you, because it had like two solid rockets, and it had the space shuttle main engines behind. I feel like I'm back in space camp, because it had basically five engines firing for the first 2 minutes. So it had a big old smoke trail coming behind it. Now, these rockets that SpaceX fires, they don't have as many engines, so you don't have the big contrail. Yeah. But, I mean, you could tell if you're looking for it. You can go, oh, it's a rocket. But, you know, it's not as big as a space shuttle.
Ren has more questions, but they said June 25th. We were just talking about Tiana's. Like, they're going to be like, they're right in the
sweet
spot dates we were just talking about. So maybe watch it from Tiana's.
You would be looking the wrong way, because there's no way to be at Tiana's and be looking east.
Yeah.
If you're looking the other way, you're going to miss it, because you'd be looking west. So yeah, you got to decide. I mean, you can flip around. You got, that's why God gave you a neck. All right,
he says, would you rather?
Exactly. Would you rather see Tiana's or see the rocket launch? Okay, no.
There you go.
Would you rather spend a day in the parks with Genie Plus or spend an evening at an after-hours event? Ladies first. You get an after-hours event or a day in the park with Genie
After
Plus?
After-hours, yeah. After-hours. I think that would be hands down.
I'm going 100% after hours
for me, because there's nothing better than being, and I'm thinking like, I don't know why I'm just like assuming this is like for Magic Kingdom. I'm going to say, because Genie Plus is really good for Magic Kingdom too, but I'm going after hours. I get all the treats too. Like I love being in the parks at night, lower crowd levels. It's just, the atmosphere is just amazing. Especially if you're in the, if this is like a legit question for the June 25th dates, then I definitely want the after hours or the evening, because it's going to be cooler and more comfortable too.
Yeah, the same, because the after hours, you can get a ton done in more comfortable weather and snacks.
The snacks. Dude, those Mickey sandwiches, I tear those things up.
Oh, my God. I know. That's why I'm kind of already worried about the cruise, man. Because here's the thing. I've been watching all these cruise vlogs, and all they talk about is eating on those things. Like, they'll give you, like, 5 minutes of, like, the excursion. And then it's 30 minutes of dinner. I'm like, oh, man, stop. Like, I mean, know.
That's what you do. That's why you cruise.
I know, sure. Exactly. But I'm like, show me the ship. Like, you know, how about we go down on deck four? You've just eaten all, and I know I'm going to eat all this food. Like, I've seen 17 soft serve cones up on deck 11. I'll be there. I get it. And I was telling Scott, I just watched a vlog for like 5 hours. They did 7 days of vlogging, and it was like 45 minutes per day. I watched this whole thing on the treadmill for like 2.5 days. They're in the stateroom that I'm going to be in. It was like weird. At the very end, they started talking about the stateroom. I looked at the number. I'm like, that's
what Jared and Stacy were in your stateroom too. And they like left you a little note. I mean, you know, the stateroom host would find it.
Yeah. Well, that'd be weird, but that'd be cool. And he has one more. Aloha Isle or Sunshine Tree Terrace.
Sunshine Tree Terrace for me. I'm a citrus swirl kind of guy.
You know what's weird? I don't really like either. I'm not a citrusy kind of person. I mean, I'll have a Dole Whip every once in a while because I feel like I have to. It's like to keep my Disney fan card, but I'm an ice cream dude.
I say the Dole Whips for Disneyland, and I do the citrus swirl.
Now, I do. I will have one because I think I'm getting away with something when I eat inside the Tiki Room.
Yeah, I know, right?
What about you, Ricky? What would you go with?
I am with you. I don't like either. If I have to pick one, it's going to be the Dole Whip, but I'm not a fan. I would rather have ice cream too. So I don't. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to get the vanilla.
And you can do that at both places too. Like, that's kind of what we do sometimes as
they,
well.
They have vanilla ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So yeah. I didn't know. Now my third option, I go to Main Street USA and I get the All American Sundae. I figure go big or go home.
That's what I would do too.
No, go big or go home. You just book a Crystal Palace ADR and you do this.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Exactly. Let's get a Mickey churro. Let's get the
Mickey churro with the waffle, vanilla ice cream was stacked to the ceiling.
Yes, yes, yes. The Mickey waffle churro thing. Oh my! They have those on the cruise at Cabanas, by the way. Yes, rock on. Now that I'm just stalking all this stuff, dude. Yeah. And my wife,
it's worth it alone to buy the cruise fare just for that.
No, 100%. Yeah, any Pam, you know, she's getting excited because I think last night she told me, she's like, you know, during this, and Pam, you know, doesn't get super excited. Like she plays cool. Like
I'm
the
excited
whole time.
She
never talks about nothing until like, you know, we're like driving to the port and she's like, you know, this cruise, I think I want to go to like that sweet shop and, you know, just get some sweets, even though they cost extra.
Is it
really
Inside Out one on the, I can't remember what the sweet shop is on the Fantasy.
I think it's Vanilla. Is it Sweet on You or Vanellope's?
I know Vanellope's for sure on the Dream.
No,
it's
called Sweet on You then, I think.
Oh, then that's it. Yeah. That's right. It's the Mickey and Minnie themed one.
Yeah.
But it's got like the cake pops and the gelato and all that stuff.
Yeah, nice.
But then I'll be down getting my soft serve right after that too. All right, we got a question from Abby. Nope, sorry. Fake out with the header on the email. It's actually from Robin in London. It says, hey, Mike and crew, the free dining deal has just been released for UK guests. We've booked our 2025 trip to take our daughter for her first trip when she's going to be 4 years old. you have any recommendations for top uses for our quick service meals? When we last came in 2018, the BR guest breakfast was a quick service credit, as was Geyser Point table service. We felt almost too, these felt almost too good to be true and have now changed to table service credits. Wondered if there are any great uses for our credits that are still available. Thanks, Robin from London. So she's looking for best quick service credit uses for her family. What do we think?
So I have like a theme park one and a non-theme park one.
Take it.
Because like I hear quick service and I think of Primo Piatto. Like I just love that place. And I'm not sure where Robin is staying, but if you're anywhere on the Skyliner, it's very easy to get there. It's at the Riviera. Or if you're at Disney's Hollywood Studios, taking the Skyliner over too is an easy option as well. I like, because I don't care for the counter service that much at the studio, so I think that's a good thing to do sometimes. And I like Connections for at Epcot. I think that's a great place for your counter service credits as well.
I like both of those, especially the Primo Piatto pick if you're on the Skyliner. Because that's just, I mean, it's so fancy for a quick service. And the food, again, the food quality there is unbelievable.
I just wish there was just a small period of time. I know all three of us had been there during this small window where they actually had the actual silverware and plates. And that was like the best. And then they kind of got away from that after the pandemic. I would love to see that come back. Cause like, it just made it feel even nicer when you're in there, you know, that's when you got like served like that, but it's still a top place for me to go to.
Yeah. The Riviera is just super fancy. Like, I mean, just like, it just smells fancy in that whole place. You walk in man, it's fancy. Ricky, what do you got?
I wouldn't say it's always fancy, but it is nice.
The Riviera is totally fancy. This dude, I don't know. It's fancy to me. It's like 24/7. I'm down here in a basement podcast studio like my whole life, so it's fancy.
Ricky, what about you? Do you have a resort one or a theme park one?
I think you picked two really good ones that are.
You guys talked about the Big Thunder behind the area for like 15 minutes.
You were like, I'm going for it.
So
this time.
I jumped on this one this time.
One of my favorites though is always going to be Captain Cook's at the Polynesian. I absolutely adore their menu. Their nachos are just fantastic that they have there. Their pulled pork nachos are so good. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily the best value on the dining plan, but I know it's delicious. So that's always going to be where my head goes. Obviously for value, I mean, Be Our Guest and Geyser Point were ridiculously awesome options at that point. There's not really one in the theme park that I can think of that's, I mean, I think you had it right with Connections. I think that's a really, really good one. But
I think even in Epcot, like the Regal Eagle could be a good value.
Regal Eagle could be. Yeah, I think that's true. I'm trying to rack my brain.
She's British, though. They might still be bitter.
Understandable.
What about Polite Pig over at Disney Springs?
Yeah, that's quick service, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a steal of a deal, right?
Yeah. I just don't know if, like, where the dining plan is accepted, if that's
right.
That'd be a good deal.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be then, Mike, you stole the question because that would be my number one answer. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm starving right now and I wish I was at Polite Pig, but I mean,
me too.
even at Disney Springs, about Deluxe Burger, I feel like that would be a good, if you got shakes, I feel like that would be a good option for sure. I mean, in the parks though, that's the thing. There's not really many restaurants that are going to be excellent values on the dining plan anymore. It's just Connections, like you said, is probably the best.
You will run to it at Animal Kingdom. I mean, I feel like going to Flame Tree if you like that, or Satouli Canteen. Like, I think those are really two good options as well.
Yeah.
Don't. If you're at Magic Kingdom, just do the Ricky thing. Go to Gasparilla or go to Captain Cook's.
Go to Captain Cook's. Yeah, exactly. Don't eat at the Magic Kingdom.
I really like Gasparilla. That's kind of.
I love Gasparilla.
I think it's kind of like the Grand Floridian is sneaky good on the food. I think people just forget about it, and because you got Grand Floridian Cafe, which I think people forget about for table service. Like if you're at the Magic Kingdom, man, you got to schedule an ADR there. Hop out of the park. Over there, have a table service meal, go back. They get you this out of the park.
Maybe not if you're on the dining plan, though. I feel like that's a good pay by yourself.
Either way. I mean, I'd use it on the dining plan, maybe. I mean,
sometimes you just got to find value in like what you're enjoying too.
True.
Like,
yeah.
Cause I've been down that path where like, I got to eat here cause it's expensive, but
go to
a restaurant that I'd rather have, you know,
so they still sometimes have the lobster burger. If they still had the lobster burger, then that would be a fire option for,
Or the steak fries. They got rid of those steak fries too. That's why I don't bring it up as much anymore. Cause they kind of broke my heart, but they came through with that salad. Remember that salad, Mike, that we had before the cruise?
Yep.
Oh man, that thing was so good.
The chicken's good there too. I mean, I enjoy it. It's a good
We're
question.
We're just segueing to Friday's episode talking about all the
options. We have our last question of the day, which is going to be kind of good transition to Friday's show, which it's from Brittany. And she says, hey, Mike, Ricky, Scott, and Pam. I'm a guest of Mike's, The Magic for Less. And she says that asked a few weeks ago about getting a reservation at Steakhouse 71 close to 11 a.m. so we could potentially order the Stackhouse burgers for my husband and I. And the breakfast for our kids. Now, I have another thought because I keep hearing great things about the breakfast at Crystal Palace, Garden Grill, and Cape May Cafe. We're staying at the Beach Club this July, and this could be our once-in-a-lifetime trip at this resort with park hoppers and the dining plan. My three kids are considered adults. So I'm thinking that we may want to take advantage of our close proximity options by eating mostly near our resorts in Epcot. To help me decide, I have a few questions to ask you all. One, how would you rank the breakfast at Crystal Palace, Garden Grill, and Cape May Cafe? Okay, so that's question number one. And she says, I'm wondering if I should reserve all three for breakfast, but maybe reserve one of them closer to lunchtime for brunch to have the best of both worlds, right? Or do you think that Steakhouse 71 is too good to miss and I should pick that is our brunch/lunch and choose two of the character breakfasts listed above. I'm not too excited about the lunch items at the character location, so that's why I'm looking at the breakfast options. What are your thoughts? Thank you, and I hope that y'all have a freaking magical week. Really, really and truly. She's got that in quotes. So Pam's not here.
I love the really and truly add on.
I love it because Pam's not here this week, and she just channeled Pam Forrester, so she is a part of the show today because of Brittany. So thank you, Brittany. And thank you for your support of the show over the Magic for Less. I appreciate that so much. So let's kind of start it off. Overall breakfast experience, Crystal Palace, Garden Grill, Cape May Cafe, Ricky, ladies first. 1 to 3. Give Brittany your thoughts.
So the best to the worst for breakfast?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Garden Grill first for breakfast. I might go Cape May second. I know we talked about, though, that Crystal Palace has the churro waffles, though. But I still think I'm going to go with Cape May number 2, and I might go with Crystal Palace number 3, but it's a close 2 and 3. Like, it's not far apart. But I think I'm still going to go with Garden Grill for number 1 as breakfast. I love the fact that you get fresh, hot food because they're bringing it to you because it's sort of family style, and that's going to win out. Plus, they have just the best tater tots. I don't know what it is about the tater tots for breakfast at Garden Grill, but they're so yummy. And the cinnamon roll bake type thing that they have there. I hope they still have that. I think they do.
I don't know if they do.
Why did they get rid of all the good things?
They call Scott. When something gets discontinued, they call Scott.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, Scott, hey, we're going to discontinue this. All right, I'm going to check to see if they have the bake anymore. Because if they don't,
we'll let Ricky research that because that is a really important factor, I think.
It
when
is.
It comes to Garden
Grill. Well, she's a good Missouri girl because it's all based upon tater tots, which that's what we do here in
Missouri. Yes, tater tots. Yes.
Go ahead, Scott.
I mean, Mike, you know my answer. It's the complete opposite of Ricky's.
Yeah, of course.
Garden Grill is number 3. Cape May 2, very solid, very good. But my number 1 is Crystal Palace. That's my favorite buffet breakfast at Walt Disney World, hands down. Nothing is close to Crystal Palace to me.
Yeah, I would go, man, Garden Grill and Crystal Palace are like 1 and 1A, but I go Crystal Palace because you can, like, you're right there in the Magic Kingdom. The experience, it's so pretty. Like,
it's fun.
But God, like,
I understand it's very cool at Garden Grill because, like, you're rotating the characters
super cool.
It's family style, but I feel like it doesn't have that energy like Crystal Palace because, like,
true.
Like, I mean, I know like we don't like to see, you don't necessarily want kids running around, excitement and all that, but you see that at Crystal Palace and it just brings me, it brings happiness to me. Where at Garden Grill, everyone is stationary, they're sitting, you know, it's just, it's a very like slow moving meal where like, I just like feel all the excitement when I'm in Crystal Palace. I don't know. I have an update.
Oh, they don't have.
I didn't think they do. That's why I don't go there anymore.
But they do have backyard grilled steak for breakfast.
There's a backyard at Garden Grill?
I guess there is. Well, yeah. I've run behind there many times for all the races. Backyard grilled steak with farmer's ranchero sauce.
That
cinnamon roll was everything.
I agree with you.
I thought that was true because that's why we don't, it's never on our radar anymore.
Okay, I think I've changed my mind then. I think I might pick Crystal Palace as one and move that to three then. Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And I honestly would do this is the classic Scotty G thing. I know our friend Mark in the Discord just did the same thing a couple days ago. Like when you're at Crystal Palace, I love to turn it into brunch. I love that like 10 a.m., 10, 15 a.m. Where you go to the Magic Kingdom, you do some attract. This is a classic Mike move too, right?
Yeah, I never book the early one. I'll have like a Rice Krispie treat out the door early, rope drop the park, like you said.
Yep. And you hit a bunch of your favorite attractions. Like, you know, you've definitely done like three or four things, maybe five or six things, you know, you're having a great day. Like, hey, let's take a breather and let's have breakfast or brunch. You know, you do that 10, 15 a.m. You get your pancakes, your omelet, your waffles and all that. You get your big ice cream like I like to do, and then they start closing off half the restaurant to like transition to lunch, and then you got the carving station out if you want that. It's just the ultimate like buffet meal, if you ask me. That's I would choose that over Steakhouse 71, to be honest, because
you
got the young ones. I think they'll have fun with the Winnie the Pooh characters. That would be my number one choice.
Yeah, you're gonna get the pictures. And the thing is too, like when we've done that, I mean, honest to God, we haven't even been hardly hungry even at dinner time. Like, I mean, we don't even get hungry again till like 6. And I mean, we usually eat early. And then sometimes we'll just have counter service that night because we're still kind of like, we could just go to, you know, if we're in the Magic Kingdom area, we could just go over to, if we're in the Magic Kingdom, go to Pecos Bill's and just have tacos or nachos or something and snack at the Magic Kingdom that night. What it does, I mean, she's on the dining plan, but if you're not, it offsets the cost of that Crystal Palace breakfast. Because, I mean, it is expensive, right? But then it balances out the overall cost of the day, I think, is what you kind of do too there. Because you're not having lunch. You're having one big meal.
True.
It's breakfast and lunch combined.
I know. And I think it was her husband that wanted the burger. And maybe you make that work out somehow. Maybe you, like, pop over there and, like, you get the burger somehow, like, maybe he just goes in, sits at the bar and orders it. You know, like, I don't know. But I want everyone to be happy here. So I hope that the Stackhouse burger can happen at some point, too.
That's right. All right. Well, that is going to do it for today's show. We are going to be back on Friday talking all about Walt Disney World restaurants. So come hungry and leave happy on Friday's show. But thanks for joining us for today's show. We are always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney Vacation. All you need to do is visit the website over at themagicforless.com. Mention the Be Our Guest podcast. We'll be working together on that trip and having a great time doing it. Best part, no cost to you. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click supports everything we do throughout the year. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And a sincere thank you to our Patreon supporters. You guys make all this possible. We couldn't do this without you. And our Patreon supporters get a bonus show every week. This week, we talked about Grandpa's Garage and all the fun we used to have out there. It was his man cave before man caves were man caves. But he tinkered and it was amazing. You got to check out the show. It was awesome. I bet you everybody had a place like this with their grandparents, grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt. Everybody kind of had that little the hideaway. I grew up there with my grandpa, so we talked about all those stories. Check it out. It's called Mike in the Midwest. Come over. It's just $5 a month. You can support the show. It all goes to the video hosting and all this stuff. It really helps us out. So, again, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We have our live call-in show. Scott and I host that on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Now, this Sunday night, it's a holiday, but we're doing a show. So bring your margarita because it's Cinco de Mayo. So we are going to have a good time. So you too, come with us. We're going to have a blast and take your call 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, all the places. Give us a call. And it's BOGP Open Line Sunday night. We'll be waiting for your call. Join us in the clubhouse as well. We have fun there 24/7. The conversation never stops. You probably just heard a little beep. That's because I forgot to close the tab. Somebody just posted in the clubhouse right then. Let me close that. And you can get in on the conversation over there as well. It's just brguestpodcast.com/Discord. Come on over to the Discord channel. We're having fun there all the time. All right. Give us a follow on social media. Ricky's at Ricky Nibs. Scott's at Ep Scott. He's working on those mugs. That video's coming out soon, I promise you. I'm at brguestmike. Would love a follow. We're all on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. Give us a follow, and we'll be back again on Friday. So until then, you guys stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.